going to be talking about hunger. It's hard for me to believe that this country produces food for the world. Yet we have people who are hungry. Hunger is a major problem all over the country, and especially here on the Sun Coast, is everywhere. Today we're going to address that situation, and with us today to talk about is Amy Towery, who's the President of Development for Meals on Wheels Plus of Manatee, and she joins us by phone today. So, Amy, it's good to have you on the program today.
Thank you so much for having me here.
Okay. I've heard of Meals on Wheels. I didn't know it was a plus program now, but it pluses because of the other services you provide. So we'll go into some detail on that. So hunger, the need. There is a need. Amy, talk about that and how Meals on Wheels Plus is addressing the need in Manatee.
Yes, absolutely. Well, there is a huge need for food in our community. And Meals on Wheels Plus of Manatee operates four vital programs within our county. And those programs impact thousands of residents each year. So while initially founded in 1972 with the purpose of providing hot, nutritious meals to the elderly and disabled residents of our county, we became so much more by adding our PLUS programs that you just referred to. Over the years, our organization has grown in response to community needs, and we added the PLUS to our name as a way of representing the many other services that we offer. So a lot of times with our organization, we like to think of Meals on Wheels Plus in terms of a gigantic umbrella. So if you can picture in your mind just a huge umbrella, and underneath that umbrella are the four main PLUS programs, which include our Home Delivered Meals program, which is the program most people usually think of when they think of Meals on Wheels. We also operate a PLUS program called the Food Bank of Manatee. The Food Bank of Manatee is the only food bank that's based here in Manatee County, and as you can imagine, we're seeing such a high need due to all the impacts of the global pandemic. Our third PLUS program is called Daybreak Adult Day Center, which is the only licensed adult day center in Manatee County. And the fourth program is our Friendship Dining Centers, which are a great way for people who are 60 years in age and older to find companionship, enjoy a meal, and participate in fun activities together. So those are the PLUS programs of Meals on Wheels Plus. And the last two that I mentioned, Daybreak Adult Day Center and Friendship Dining Centers, closed in 2020 temporarily due to the impacts of COVID-19 on seniors. And at this point, they remain closed, but we're really looking forward to reopening them when we can safely do that.
Well, every once in a while, we see the home delivery operation in person with a car driving by, a home-delivered meal coming to someone who needs it desperately. And they are so grateful that people take the time to deliver their meal to them right to their home. I think that's incredible. So give us some heads up on the Home Delivered Meals program.
Yeah. So again, the Home Delivered Meals program is really probably the program that most people think of when they hear Meals on Wheels. It's where we deliver vital nutrition to the homes of seniors and disabled residents in Manatee County. And of course, with the direct impacts of the pandemic on seniors, we saw a tremendous, tremendous increase last year. In 2020, we started the year serving around 600 clients in January, and we ended the year serving almost 1,000 clients in December, which was around a 60% increase over the course of the calendar year. So really just the pandemic, we talk about, really put our work in the spotlight because of the impacts of the pandemic on seniors and so many people choosing to stay home, to stay safe. We really just saw a huge increase in the need for home-delivered meal services. We provided nearly 270,000 meals to seniors in 2020, and we also celebrated our 11 millionth meal delivery in Manatee County last year.
Amazing.
So, again, we've been at this since 1972, but 11 million meals served through last year. So really, really very exciting for us. In addition to the home-delivered meals, we also provide our seniors with additional items that they may need. For example, we know that if a client is homebound or disabled and can't leave to go to the grocery store, they probably can't get out to a farmer's market or any other type of fresh produce market to make sure they're getting adequate fruit, fruits and vegetables in their diet. So twice a month, we provide fresh fruits and vegetables delivered to the homes of our clients. And last year, that totaled over 67,000 pounds of fresh fruit, which is really pretty amazing. In addition to providing them the fruit and vegetables, we also give them a recipe card, and the card includes nutrition facts, so that we're still trying to educate and communicate the importance of fresh fruits and vegetables in everyone's diet. And not to leave the furry companions, the pets, out, we also deliver pet food to any of our home-delivered meal clients who might need it. And the reason we do that is because we know, I have a dog myself, and I know that if I'm eating a meal and that dog is looking at me with those sad puppy eyes, they might just get a bite here or there from my plate. And we really want to make sure that our seniors are getting all of the nutrition that they need in their bodies. So we're providing that pet food to make sure that both the client and their pets are taken care of, and no one's sharing their meal with their pet.
Great. Amy, how are these meals prepared, and how do they decide what to make for these meals each week and month?
Yes, so that's a great question. We work very closely with a dietitian to provide the meals that are balanced for the clients. And I know in my house we cook for a family of four, and it's sometimes challenging to find meals that everyone can agree taste great and that they love. So, you know, multiply that out and try to please 1,000 people with the meals that you're providing them every day. And it certainly can be challenging, but we think we've kind of hit the secret sauce and really have a great menu with a variety of items that people enjoy eating. One of the challenges during COVID-19 for our home-delivered meal program, because we had a reduction in volunteers and an increase in clients, we really kind of found ourselves in the perfect storm. So what we did to limit exposure for volunteers and clients and staff was to change our meal delivery from 5 days a week where we were delivering warm meals to delivering one time a week frozen meals. And, you know, this was something that we had to do. You hear a lot of organizations talking about how they had to pivot or had to change their operations in light of COVID-19, and this is one of those situations for us. I think one of the silver linings, and we've heard from many, many clients, is that they love the option to look in the freezer and say, okay, I feel like chicken today. So, you know, they warm up their chicken meal. Whereas before, they would receive a menu with a few different options, really they were dependent on what it was we brought them that day. So this gives them a little variety to choose what they're hungry for, and also, again, help to meet that need of the revamped operations in light of COVID-19.
And just about the minute and a half we have left on this first segment here, Amy, if you'll tell us who qualifies for this, what are the requirements?
Oh, you know, I would say to anyone listening, if you are in need of a meal or in need of the convenience of meals being delivered to your home, fresh produce and pet food being delivered to your home, I invite you to visit our website, which is MealsOnWheelsPlus.org, or call us at 941-747-4655. We have many options available for anyone who's needing assistance. Please give us a call and talk through those options with a client service specialist, and we can get you set up for that meal delivery.
Now, you're headquartered in Bradenton in Manatee County up there. So where in Manatee County do you deliver? Because Manatee is a big county.
It is a huge county. I think it's close to 900 square miles, and I will tell you, we go from tip to tip. We have delivery routes all throughout the entire county. So if you live on Anna Maria Island, we got you. If you're out in Myakka or out in East County near Lakewood Ranch, we've got you. We literally have routes through every neighborhood and area in the county. And so don't let that be anything that holds you back from calling. Again, if you are in need of food or in need of the convenience of meals being delivered to your home, please call us at 941-747-4655.
Okay, just about a half a minute or so left down this first segment here, but I guess you're always needing volunteers, so might be a good time to give you a call, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, the work that we do every day would not be possible without volunteers. So if you have some time that you could lend, whether it's through our home delivered meals program or the other plus programs I mentioned, we would love to have your assistance. We always are in need of volunteers. We're always looking for people who want to provide monetary donations to support our organization. So you can sign up for both of those things through our website, again, which is Meals on Wheels Plus, PLUS.org.
All right, Amy, let's take a short two-minute break here in the program, and we'll come back and part two and talk some more about your operation in Manatee County. Lots of people depend on you, and they are being rewarded with the nutrition they need, the food they need, and also some other services, and I think it's great. So let's take that short break, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes with more of Suncoast Speak. So, Amy, if you'll just stay on the line, please. Everybody else, hold on. We'll be right back after these words, so keep it right here. Back once again now with Amy Towery, who's Vice President of Development for Meals on Wheels Plus of Manatee. We were talking about hunger and the services they provide to people who need of good food, good nutrition every day, and some other services as well. Now, there's another component of the Meals on Wheels Plus program of Manatee. And Amy, you wanted to talk about the food bank of Manatee, so give us some heads up on that.
Yes, absolutely. Well, the Food Bank of Manatee is really such an amazing, amazing program that offers so many resources for the residents of Manatee County. In fact, the Food Bank of Manatee is the only food bank based in Manatee County, which sometimes you'll hear people refer to food banks and food pantries. And Meals on Wheels Plus operates the Food Bank of Manatee, which is the only food bank based in Manatee County. We also support a network of food pantries. So those are smaller organizations that come to us to receive the food that they give out through their programs. So the Food Bank of Manatee is an independent food bank, which means we rely 100% on the support of our community to feed families in need. And of course, in 2020, with all of the impacts of COVID-19 and job loss and school being out for summer and all of the things that we experienced there, over 3 million pounds of food were distributed to Manatee County residents through the food bank. So we're very proud of the work that we do through the food bank. It is such a needed resource in our community. And, you know, COVID-19 gave us the opportunity, I guess we'll say, if we're looking at this with our positive glasses on, to really dig in and see the needs in the community, and offered us the opportunity to start additional programs that we needed to make sure that babies, children, families, and seniors in our community were fed in light of the global pandemic. So in 2020, we started a new program called Food for Families. And that program was started in partnership with the School District of Manatee to provide non-perishable food items directly from the food bank to families in need. So just a minute ago, I mentioned the food pantries that we provide food to. Typically, we distribute food from the food bank to the food pantries, and the food pantries then distribute that food out into the community. But because of COVID-19 and the many impacts of that, we started our own direct distribution to the community called Food for Families. And over 1.2 million meals have been delivered to Manatee County families through that program since it started in March of 2020. So really just a huge need for food. I know especially last year we were seeing it on the national news, on the headlines nightly. We were seeing cars lined up at food banks across the country for families who have been impacted by job loss and other things related to COVID-19, lined up for food. Well, the reality was we were seeing that on the national news, but we were seeing that right here at home. This program, the Food for Families program, being able to provide that direct support to families really made a big difference. I helped to distribute that food myself. I talked to families myself who, were coming to receive that food. And we've had several people tell us, they were never in a position where they needed help. But, a spouse lost a job, and there they were in line for food. So it really was, last year through 2020, just a big conversation with a lot of families in our community about how food insecurity became an issue for them when it really never had been before. So we're really proud of the work that we were able to do to provide food. We received a tremendous outpouring of support from our community to purchase food, to have that food available for families. And if you think back to the beginning of the pandemic, when the grocery stores had bare shelves, we were trying to source food for thousands and thousands of families, not just our own personal families when we were going to the grocery store. So there were times when we were buying food by the pallet. We signed up new food vendors to try to get food from any source that we could. We had staff members take their cars to BJ's and Costco to fill up with as much items as we could to make sure that the families that were coming for these direct distributions had the food that they needed. So it really is a labor of love. It has been a labor of love for many, many years. The Food Bank of Manatee opened in Manatee County in 1985. So we have been serving Manatee County for a long time, but it really does feel like the work that we did during COVID really was on display for a lot of residents and a lot of donors, honestly, to see that we were here and helping to meet those immediate needs.
You stopped to mention the kids and a family, too. It's a family. Maybe they've got two or three kids, four, maybe
sure.
Five kids.
Yeah.
How are they going to feed them every day? And with the rising cost of groceries in most supermarkets nowadays and across the country, I'm sure that makes it even more difficult for them to even find food to eat that they can afford. So another reason for one of your great programs here.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. So we looked at average family sizes. We looked at our partnerships that we had with other organizations in the community, like the Boys and Girls Clubs and Unidos Now. And we really looked at what the number was for family size that we should try to shoot for with these direct distributions. And we came to consensus around feeding a family of five. So the bags of food that we were providing were enough food to provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a family of five for two or more days. And this program, I'm kind of talking about it in the past tense, which I really shouldn't. It's still ongoing. The Food for Families bags are still available in the community. There are lists of locations on our website where people could go this week to receive that food. But to your point, and we spoke in the earlier segment about the value of fresh fruits and vegetables, those also tend to be higher priced items at the grocery store. So in addition to our Food for Families program, we also have our mobile produce pantry, which provides fresh produce at locations throughout Manatee County for families to come who are in need of access to fresh fruits and vegetables free of charge. And we're so grateful to be able to provide that program, thanks to funding from United Way Suncoast and from our donors, to be able to make that produce available every month for families that need it. Again, the locations are on our website, which is mealsonwheelsplus.org, and just click on Find Food, and you can see all of the locations for both the Food for Families bags and also the mobile produce pantry.
Now, for somebody who is listening to this radio show here today, how can they volunteer in some way to help you out, maybe driving, maybe helping with the food distributions? How can they do it, and how can they help now?
Yes, we have many, many volunteer opportunities, and we definitely rely on the support of our volunteers to make the work that happens in our community to feed people every day possible. So we recognize that our volunteers really do put our mission into action every day. And so if you're listening right now and you are interested in volunteering, we would love for you to visit our website, which is MealsOnWheelsPlus.org. There's a volunteer link right there on our homepage, and you can even see some of the volunteer opportunities that are available. And just as you mentioned, they're everything from delivering home-delivered meals to sorting food in the food bank to helping at these direct distributions, packing bags for the direct distributions. There are a lot of opportunities for people to get involved. So you can see time slots and the opportunities right there on the website and sign up. Some of the opportunities do require a bit of training. So if you want to be a meal delivery driver, there's a little bit different onboarding process for our volunteers than if you want to come to the food bank and sort food. But we need volunteers for all of our programs. And if it's not convenient for you to sign up on the website, please call us at 941-747-4655. To speak with someone in our volunteer department, because we would love to put you to work. And oftentimes our volunteers tell us that the work they do as a volunteer for Meals on Wheels is the most meaningful volunteer experience that some of them have ever had. They have said that directly to me. So, you know, we really just encourage you, if you are interested in looking for a meaningful opportunity, please reach out to us. We would love to have you involved with our organization.
You know, there's one other thing, too. When you deliver a meal to someone who needs it, just imagine the gratitude, the smiles on their face. That has to go a long ways besides what you did, because you helped somebody. And, you know, this, the thankfulness that they show for you and what you did for them, that cannot be measured.
That's absolutely true. That's absolutely true. It's one of the reasons why I love the work that I do, and a lot of our staff members will say that, but there is definite purpose and meaning in the work that Meals on Wheels Plus is doing in the community, and especially for our homebound seniors. A lot of times their meal delivery driver is the only person that they see during the day. So it really is a very meaningful and impactful way to volunteer. So again, if you're listening today and you're interested in that, please give us a call at 941-747-4655.
And all over Manatee County, wherever you're going to be served, if you have a need, and the Meals on Wheels Plus of Manatee is going to be there for you, whatever way you can want to do it. So let's recap again with your website out there and a phone number.
Absolutely. Thank you. Yes, our website for all the information about our programs, how to volunteer, how to donate to support our mission is at Meals on Wheels Plus. That's Meals on Wheels, PLUS.org. Or you can call us by phone at 941-747-4655.
Well, Amy, it's been very enlightening talking to you about the hunger program.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having us on to be able to talk about the important work we're doing in the community. We really appreciate it.
Thanks to Amy Towery, Vice President of Development for Meals on Wheels Plus Manatee, for being with us today's program. More of Suncoast.